Good morning, 1220 listeners. This is Caroline bringing you Faith in Crisis, a one-hour show from the City Mission discussing urgent issues and important topics surrounding homelessness in the city of Cleveland. Today, I have a very special guest with us for our last episode of 2018, and I'll let her introduce herself. Can you state your name and title for our listeners?
My name is Ashley Field, and I am the Community Development Coordinator for the City Mission.
Thanks, Ashley. We know you're super busy, so we're glad to have you here today to talk about the New Horizons program. Now, for those who may have never heard of it, can you tell us how the program works, what it is, how many years it's been around? Just run the gamut.
So, in short, the way the New Horizons program works is we purchase foreclosed homes from the Cuyahoga Land Bank. Once we purchase the home, we fundraise about $40,000 to $50,000 to fully renovate the home. Once we've raised those dollars, we begin the selection process to find a mom who has completed the program at Laura's home to move into the home. So once renovations are complete, she will then move into the home for what we call a transitional period of about 18 to 24 months, where she's just really kind of showing us that she can maintain employment and really just be financially stable and really just take on this homeownership opportunity. So after about 18 to 24 months of her being in the home and really just thriving in that home, we then transfer the title to her free and clear.
Great. Thanks for explaining that. Now, you said women are part of Laura's home when they're selected. How exactly do you go about selecting candidates? Do they have to be a graduate of Laura's home? Tell us some of the requirements.
Sure. So we work very closely with the staff at Laura's home when we begin our selection process for New Horizons. So we look at a lot of different things. So the mom must maintain full-time employment. And then we also just look at some other things, like what was her overall attitude and her participation in programming at Laura's home. We look at things like her parenting skills and the overall cleanliness of the family room that her and her children stayed in while at Laura's home. And then one of the biggest things is just her willingness to participate in really personal and extensive financial counseling. So if she does all of those things, then she really has separated herself and she really is the ideal New Horizons candidate.
Yeah, that's super exciting for the women who are selected. I know I've had the privilege to talk to several of them, and it's something they never thought they'd be able to achieve in their life. So this opportunity is really unique. And it's great that the whole mission is involved in being a part of it. So, Ashley, can you talk about what your job entails? What does your role as the community development coordinator mean, and how do you work with the women?
Sure. So, as the community development coordinator, it's really just overseeing the New Horizons program, which has a lot of different facets to it. So really, it could be something like going to look at a variety of different homes that are kind of like on our possible list for a New Horizon home. So just taking a tour and seeing, can we renovate this home within $40,000 to $50,000? And then just overseeing that process of taking over the title of that home. So working with the land bank and making sure that we have all of the funds in place and that all of the paperwork is completed. And then also it's providing case management services for the moms. So while she is waiting for the home to be renovated, I'm meeting with her biweekly to make sure that she understands what homeownership is, some of just the little things of the maintenance of owning a home, and then also that she's ready financially to take over this home. So we create a budget and we look at her bank accounts every other week to just make sure that she's on track to go from not having to pay for bills pretty much at all while she was at Laura's home into taking on things like utilities and renter's insurance and just little things like that. And then it's also overseeing the renovation process. So that's working with the land bank and with the general contractor, mapping out how we're going to renovate this home within a timely manner, making sure that we're staying within a budget, and also just making sure that the house is being renovated safely for this family. So then I oversee the transitional process. So how do we then move this mom and her family into the home that was just renovated and make sure over the next 18 to 24 months that she is really ready to be on her own again? So it's just providing additional support for the next year and a half to 2 years. And then finally, it is overseeing the final title transfer from New Horizons to the mom. And then really, that's when my job is complete.
And how long have you been in your role?
I was asked to take on the community development coordinator position back in May. So this is very new, and I'm just learning as I go.
Yeah, well, you're doing a great job. I think everybody's thrilled with the way the program is progressing now. And what does it mean to you to be in this role on a personal level?
It is something that is my passion. So I actually have a family that pretty much built their whole livelihood on real estate out in Los Angeles. And it was something that I was always very passionate about, was how do we redevelop communities that are blighted? And it's really kind of in my blood. So when I found out that the City Mission had this program, at that time I was a caseworker and had been doing case management for about 8 years. And I was just so thrilled when I was asked to do this, because not only does it bring my passion for real estate and real estate development and urban development, but it also bridges the case management piece, which I'm also very passionate about. So I get to flip houses like I'm Chip and Joanna Gaines, but then I also get to see these homes go to families that are so deserving, and just really see, you know, hopelessness and then just the crazy amount of hope that these families get when they get to move into their home.
Now, you're with a family for a long time, several months getting to know them. What does that relationship begin to look like over time with both the mom and the kids?
Yeah. I mean, you really do build a very strong bond. Some of these moms call me at 8, 9 o'clock at night, and some of these moms just need someone to talk to. Their kids are driving them crazy, and just the typical things that a single mom has to endure. So you're their caseworker, you're their financial counselor, but you're also just their friend. At the end of the day, they just need someone there for support. For most of these moms, this is something that's brand new. So you're almost like their counselor as well, and just kind of telling them, you can do this, you've got this, we're going to make it through no matter what happens. So you build a strong relationship with their children, and it's more than just a caseworker-client situation. It is a family situation where you're just helping them get to their ultimate goal, which is to be a homeowner.
Yeah, I think that's probably a really unique and special role. I'm glad you get to experience that. Now let's get back to the program and how that works, the nuts and bolts of it. Who is funding these houses?
It could be anybody. So for New Horizons, how it's worked so far, I guess the history of our funders, we've worked with individuals, so just an individual donor who wanted to sponsor a couple of houses. And then we've also worked with churches and groups of churches. And then we are currently renovating a home that was donated to us, or the funds were donated to us by a company. So it's our first go at how do we work with a corporation to be able to raise the funds for New Horizons. We're also looking into possibilities for things like applying for grants, and then also working for more local communities to be able to fundraise. So it could be anybody. If you think that you could fundraise $40,000 to $50,000, then you can sponsor a house, or your company, or your Bible study, or whoever it may be. We would love to partner with anybody, and it's a really great opportunity for you to not just say, I volunteered one day at this organization, but to have a lasting impact on the community, but on a family, and just knowing that you went above and beyond what God has called you to do.
$40,000 to $50,000 can seem like a lot, I think, for many people, but we've done it. How many times now? Five times?
Five, yes.
So can you talk about how that is possible for churches, for corporations, individuals? How do you help them make that a reality?
Sure. So it just depends on how much support they need. So I will provide, and other staff with New Horizons will provide as much support as needed to help you map out what is a solid fundraising plan. So what's a realistic timeline for either myself, my company, my organization, my church to raise $40,000 to $50,000? How do we do that? What events are we going to hold? Do we, for example, a great example, I guess, would be the corporation that we're working with now. AXA is the the company that just raised the money to renovate our current home. And from what I understand from what they did is they just hosted a couple of events, so things like the Super Bowl squares and some just some events at local restaurants where there was just like a cover charge, and all of that money went back towards renovating the home. But then also they did a company match, so the company matched, I believe it was almost dollar for dollar what they fundraised. And then a lot of the money came just directly from the people within that company saying, I'm going to donate a percentage or this amount from my personal finances or my personal paycheck to go towards the house. And then if you're a church or an organization, again, it would just be, what is the smartest way for us to tackle $40,000 to $50,000 within a certain time frame? How do we do that? Do we host one large event? Do we every single Sunday say, hey, this is our special tithing or our special giving basket? It just really depends. But that's something that we provide complete support with, of mapping that out.
Great. So, yeah, clearly over time, it is possible with some sacrifice and some investment, but it's definitely worth it. What, aside from money, do people need to commit to be a partner of a New Horizons home?
Your time. So one of the ways that we're able to renovate these homes for such a small budget, because $40,000 to $50,000 for a full home renovation is a really small budget, we do that by having volunteers. So having skilled volunteers, and you don't need to be a general laborer or a general contractor to volunteer your time, but to have you come out maybe once a week or once every other week to do some odds and ends project at the house, it helps us offset thousands of dollars worth of labor costs. And that's one of the ways that we're able to keep that fundraising dollar amount so low, is by having people come out and just give their time.
I can see that it's a real bonding opportunity too for small groups, for companies across the board. People have fun, it seems, and they learn some new skills too. So
absolutely,
it's definitely a win-win. Now, you mentioned the Cuyahoga Land Bank is who we purchase homes from. Can you tell us more about that organization?
Yes. So the Cuyahoga Land Bank has been so generous for us throughout this process. We really wouldn't have the New Horizons program if we didn't have the partnership that we have with the Cuyahoga Land Bank. So Cuyahoga Land Bank, and again, I'm just speaking from my very basic knowledge that I have, that they were created a little bit after, maybe during the foreclosure crisis, to really help some of these blighted communities in Cleveland or Cuyahoga County. So their job essentially is there a foreclosed, tax lien, abandoned house within our community? Can we salvage it? If we can't, then we will demolish it. If we can salvage it, can we renovate that and rehab that home internally? Can we partner with a community organization like New Horizons to refurbish that home? But then I also believe that they have things like new construction and really just investing in some of our blighted communities here in Cuyahoga County. So with their generosity, they give us a list of, hey, these are some possible homes that we think would be a good fit for New Horizons. Go ahead and take a look at them. Let us know what you think. And then we purchase those homes at a steep discount from the Cuyahoga Land Bank just based on their grace. And we're able to, again, keep that fundraising cost down.
So many wonderful partners in this organization, from the families themselves to the sponsors to the land bank. I'm sure you've seen a lot of amazing things happen, even in your short time in this role. Can you tell us a specific standout story or two from the program?
Sure. So that is probably one of the most difficult questions that I get asked, because every family, every renovation has been so different. But the one thing I think that stands out, if people just really think about what New Horizons does, that stands out in itself. So New Horizons takes a family that just 18 to 24 months ago was experiencing a major crisis. It was a family that was experiencing homelessness. And within 18 to 24 months, that family will own a home free and clear. So that mom goes through all of the trials and all of the tribulations to get herself ready to start paying bills again, to learn how to start a lawnmower, and to get used to doing laundry every single week, and just some of those little things that during when you're homeless, you don't experience those things. So she goes through this huge cycle of change and transformation, and at the end of it, the future of her family is completely changed. So I think just thinking of that and how incredible that process is, it stands out so much. But even just more specific, if you think about the financial counseling that these moms have to go through, some of our moms, when I began working with them, their credit was in the low 400s, maybe the high 400s. We have a mom who just called me yesterday to let me know that her credit is at like a 685 now, and she's going to go into 2019 completely debt-free for the first time in her adult life. So that's huge. You know, she put in the work to do that, and she will actually be receiving the title to her house on December 19th as a Christmas gift.
That sounds amazing. By Christmas, that's super exciting.
Yes.
And how long has she been working toward that goal?
She reached her 1 year in her home in May of 2019. So she's been in the home just maybe 1 year and 7 months. So she'll be just shy of that 24 months. But that's why we usually give them an 18 to 24 month transitional period. But in those, that 1 year and 7 months, I mean, she has really gone to work and really just took towards the financial counseling and maintaining her home.
And how many women own their homes at this point out of the five?
We have the first two moms currently. I don't know about Michelle.
So the mom truly owns her home free and clear. Can you go through the process again just for people who might be joining us later in the episode?
Absolutely. So typically this process starts when we believe that we have an interested partner to sponsor or to fundraise for this home. So we then begin working with them to create that fundraising plan. And once we are just about, or we have all of the money, which again is about $40,000 to $50,000 to renovate the home, we then reach out to the land bank and say, we've got a partner, we've got a sponsor for the home, we're in the market for a 2 to 3 bedroom or whatever the family needs. Do you guys have any homes that you think that would be good fits for New Horizon? So we then get a list back from the land bank, and we then just go out and we look at the homes. And what we're looking for when we're looking for New Horizons homes are there enough bedrooms for this family? And can we renovate this home within $40,000 to $50,000? And also, are they in communities that I would feel or that anybody would feel comfortable raising their family in? If they meet all of those criteria, then we will let the land bank know we would like to proceed with this home. And then we go through just kind of the legal and financial process of transferring all of the funds, or just making sure the funds are there to renovate this home based on the renovation list. And we will then take over the title of the home. So we will hold that until the mom has gone through her transitional period. So once we found a home that we believe fits the needs of the family, we'll then just go through the legal process with the land bank to take on the title of that home. We then begin the renovation process, where we work with a general contractor to oversee the complete renovation of the home. And then once renovations are complete, we move the family from Laura's home into the completely renovated home. At that time, the mom will live in the home for about 18 to 24 months during what we call a transitional period, where I continue to work with her and provide case management services to just make sure that she's really ready to be on her own, whether that is financially or just some of the basic home maintenance things. So once we as New Horizons and the mom feels that she's fully ready to take on the title of this home, after about 18 to 24 months, we will transfer the title to that mom free and clear. The only thing she's responsible for paying, of course, are her basic home maintenance bills. So things like her utilities, homeowners insurance, and then whatever household financial responsibility she has, and then the property taxes. So there's no mortgage or anything like that. And that ends the cycle. So the cycle of poverty was just completely broken for her and her family.
I don't think we can reiterate that last point enough, that this means everything to these families. Can you talk more about how this is the thing that breaks the cycle of poverty for a family? What does it mean to them?
Sure. So really it means that from a few different perspectives, it means that no one can take their home from them, right? So that is something that if you grow up in this, in generational poverty, that's something that you're always worried about is, when am I going to overstay my welcome? When is the landlord going to come because I'm a few months behind on rent? When am I going to have to find another place to live? So this is their stability. They're always going to have that home, and, you know, that's just their home. And also, their children are always going to have a home. So they don't have to worry about where their kids are going to sleep. And, you know, kids are more perceptive than we think. So, you know, it starts to bring some stability for the children in the home of just knowing that they always are going to have a home. But home is just really where your heart is. So if they've got affordable housing because they don't have a high mortgage or high rate, because the rent market these days is astronomical. A single mom with a few kids, and I think the average two-bedroom rate in Cleveland in a decent neighborhood, if you eliminate public housing, is somewhere between $700 to $800. And it's just not feasible for a single mom to be able to afford that. So providing an affordable housing opportunity through homeownership really does break that cycle of poverty, and really just kind of sets an example for the children as well. Instead of growing up in public housing or maybe having to rent through slum landlords because that's all you can afford, these children now just have a home that's their own forever. So our goal is always, let's save for college. Now that you've got affordable housing, let's save for college. So maybe their goal was just to graduate from high school, and now their goal is, let's create a college fund to be able to send you to college or to trade school or whatever it may be.
I don't think people can listen to this and not be inspired. Can you talk about how someone as an individual can get involved? Maybe if they don't believe that their group would be ready to take this on and they need just a taste of it, how can they get involved?
Sure. I always recommend anybody, even if you think that you can fundraise $50,000 in a week, come and volunteer one day at one of our New Horizons homes that we're renovating and just see what this program is. Get the feel for what it takes to be a sponsor of a home. So no matter what, that's usually my starting point, is come out to one of the homes and just see what New Horizons is all about, and then make your decision from there. But if you're an individual or a group or an organization or a company and you're not quite sure if you can raise that money, and or you just maybe aren't there yet, I would still recommend for you to come out for one of our volunteer days. Or just reach out for a meeting. You know, I meet with people all the time who say, we might be able to sponsor a home, but we're just not quite sure yet. And once people get an idea of what New Horizons is, they start to realize, well, maybe we can just fundraise for furniture, or maybe we can help out once a month to be able to help with some renovation. And so that's really what I would recommend. Just reach out, and you and I can sit down and see what fits your needs. You know, how do you want to be involved, and how do we get you involved in whatever capacity you can?
All right, and if somebody is all in, they're ready to do this, they think their group is going to be behind it, how do they start the process of a New Horizons home?
So it would really start with just reaching out, and you and I can sit down and go through, what does it really mean to sponsor a New Horizons home? So just making sure that you guys have a solid fundraising plan, what's your timeline, and we would just go from there. So just figuring out some logistics and just making sure that everyone is aware of what it takes to sponsor a home. And then the fun begins. And then we'll get our hammers and start for demo day.
It's probably one of the most fun days of the whole process.
It really
tearing
is.
Down those walls.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're wrapping up our time here. And what I want to end with is your vision for New Horizons in 2019. We're coming to the end of the year, and I'm sure you've got a lot of plans, a couple more houses coming up. So can you talk about both what you're thinking for 2019, and also what's your vision for New Horizons overall? 10 years down the road, what do you want this to look like?
For 2019, I would like to be able to do or to renovate at least 3 homes. And through the grace of God, we're on pace to do that. So all things staying the way that they are, we'll be able to renovate at least 3 homes in the 2019 year. And really what that means is we took 3 homes that were completely abandoned and unwanted by their community and an eyesore for their neighbors. We've completely renovated it. And now the property value of that house has increased, which means the property value for the rest of the neighborhood is going to increase. So this is more than just an individual family. On a macro level, we're renewing communities, which is something that is really a big goal for me. And then again, this is about the moms and her children. So that are 3 families that are completely transformed. So like I said, you're going from complete crisis, experiencing homelessness with children, to home ownership. So that is a huge goal for me, is how many homes can we do in the 2019 year? In 10 years, I would like to see New Horizons taking over neighborhoods. So going into neighborhoods where all you see are abandoned homes and you've got 4 or 5 in a row, and the neighbors who have been there for maybe their whole lives are just sick of their communities being overlooked. I see New Horizons going in and showing just really what the love of God is, that we're coming in and we're transforming neighborhoods just because people are coming together to raise funds to just really rebuild their own neighborhoods. And then I also see an aspect of, how do we get some of the men at Crossroads involved? So the men at Crossroads were a huge help for us in using their skills that they learned throughout their adult lives of learning some of the trades. So things like tuck pointing, some gutter work. And how do we get them maybe certified? How do we have like a trade school type of thing within New Horizons to just be able to not only assist the mothers and children at Laura's home, but how do we get the men at Crossroads to have a viable future as well?
I'm so glad you mentioned the involvement of the men at Crossroads as well. This program, from families and individuals and corporations that sponsor this, the land bank that's helping us in this process, men at Crossroads who are learning new skills and will be able to apply that to their better future. And finally, the families, the ones that are receiving the home, everything is incredibly transformational and beneficial to the community at large. And I'm super excited about this program. I'm really grateful to you, Ashley, for all that you've done to really grow this and love these families. It's an incredible thing to witness. And I hope that many more people will come to learn about New Horizons and maybe consider getting involved. If you would like to get involved, as Ashley mentioned, you can email her at afield@thecitymission.org. You can also learn more about New Horizons at www.thecitymission.org/new-horizons. There you'll also be able to see some videos about the program, including a small documentary series. We are 3 episodes in at this point, following Chanel, who will be moving into her New Horizons home by Christmas. So you can follow that process and hear exactly what it means for AXA and for Chanel to be a part of New Horizons. Thank you all so much for joining us this year for Faith in Crisis. It's been great to be able to share some of the things that are going on here at the Mission, and to know that so many of you are coming alongside us with your finances, your time, and your prayers. We certainly wish you all and your families and friends a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.